following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell. And
I'm Jason Bruno. I'm going to introduce myself from now on. Because every time I depend on you to do it,
I was getting ready to. I was getting ready to.
Oh, you had something in line?
Yeah, I was getting ready saying Jason Bruno. Mm-hmm. Was here as well.
Sure you were. Sure yeah. You were.
So I don't know what's going on. Dude, is it streaming in the discussion group for you?
I'm not on the discussion group. I am in our page, but let me look on my phone.
It's not streaming in the discussion group again, and I have it set up. So anyways, well, Jason confirms that garbage that's going on. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody in the States had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you ate well, had a good time with your family. Anywhere outside of the States who didn't celebrate Thanksgiving, well, sucks to be you. Thanksgiving's awesome. Turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and potatoes and green beans and I don't know.
I wish we had the
the sound of it.
We can just press the button. Bin. You all know who we're talking about, though. Yeah, I did not see it on the discussion group, so I don't know what is going on with that.
Dude, that's like 2 weeks in a row now. What the fuck?
I don't know. It's on. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. So how was your Thanksgiving, man?
My Thanksgiving was good, man. How about yours?
It was good. Went to my sister-in-law's, and it had I got really, really full.
Yeah,
I didn't eat the night before. Like I fasted from like the day before to up until dinner, just so I could eat a lot.
Nice.
I smoked a lot and then I ate a lot. It was fantastic. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb. Eat it. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey. I hope we don't get like sued for that.
No, dude. That was off a CapCut. So.
Oh, okay. Good. So we're good. As long as it's on CapCut. That's Alex's favorite app, by the way, everybody. Favorite app.
Yeah, I love making.
He loves him some CapCut, man. He's gonna be a graphic designer before you know it, videographer or something.
Yeah, no, we had a good one, dude. We normally do it lunchtime. Michelle's parents come over, my family comes over, so we had a nice little lunch. Watched the old Packers take care of them Lions.
That was a very unexpected win.
Dude, that was a good dude. They played like they should have been playing all season according to how they were talked about at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, right. So
I'm just gonna say, like, they really don't play too much or get shown too much on Florida TV network. So
yeah.
The very first one, got to watch them beat the Bears, and then I got to watch them beat the Lions. So those are the only two games I've watched this season. So I feel like I'm 2-0 with the Packers. Yeah. Maybe I should have been watching all along.
There you go.
Yeah, man. No, we had a good time. And then Haley decided that she wanted to go and stay the night with my parents. So Michelle and I had a nice little free night, little adults only action.
Oh, man. Dude, so like we've been going out a lot with me and my wife, like, you know, trying to get, because we're doing a Thanksgiving dinner Saturday. Okay. She wanted to host something too, but she couldn't do it the same day as her sister. So big mistake, dude. It's terrible to host this kind of shit. I hate it. But anyways, you know, we're going in and out, getting groceries and all that shit. And, you know, we don't really leave because leave long because of the puppy, you know, we don't want her like shitting or pissing in the house and stuff. So fuck, I just literally lost my train of thought.
I didn't even know where the fuck you were going with this.
I had the story, and I just literally lost my train of thought, dude.
Okay.
I'm excited just to talk about the thing I wanted to tell you so bad, but I wanted to do it right off the bat.
Okay. So do you want to do it right off the bat, or do we need to go ahead and go through this bullshit and knock out a commercial first?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Let you regain your thoughts.
That's gone, dude.
Get back. It's gone. You don't even have the story anymore now.
This shit just
whole left. Reason we're doing this podcast for you to tell us.
I still have the story.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Saying for that shit just like left my brain.
Okay. That's fine.
Just exhausted, high at the same time is just, man.
No worries. So, okay,
so let's do this. What's the best auto detailing website?
Oh, it's absolutely the detailsolutionspodcast.com.
Why though?
Absolutely. Well, because it's us, first of all. I mean, let's be real. I mean,
our pictures are on the website though. That
yes. Yes, and it is all about us. where you can find us, where you can listen to us. And then it also has our wonderful preferred vendor page, which may be changing. We'll see.
The what?
In the new year, maybe it'll change. Hopefully we're going to have some new vendors.
Oh, yeah.
So the vendor page will change. Trying to switch it up and give you guys a little bit more variety into the new year. Also switch up the ads so you guys don't get tired of the ads all the time. But yeah. You know, the best way that you can support the show is by taking care of our vendors and buying stuff for them. And I've been trying to share, you know, I know this will come out Sunday, so you probably have Cyber Monday maybe to still get something, but I've been trying to share all the Black Friday to Cyber Monday deals that all of our wonderful ad partners are doing and a couple of our other special friends. So, you know, now's definitely the time to go out and spend some money with them. Although if you use their code, they won't know that you buying from us, but still doesn't matter. But when you guys do buy from them and you use our code, that's what lets them know that, hey, it's, you know, worth the money to advertise with the Detail Solutions podcast, and, you know, it saves you a little bit of money, and then they'll come back next year and they'll spend some money with us, and we'll come back next year and make you laugh, and we'll give you that hashtag money funny.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, we also have the merch store. Dun dun dun. I am wearing I think I'm gonna call it the King of Vegas shirt now. The King Tour just didn't sound good enough. I think the King of Vegas is a better term.
You heard that, Tommy, right? I know Tommy, whenever he hears this, you know who the real King of Vegas is, baby.
It's Elvis.
Kings of Vegas.
Yeah.
I was talking
Tommy may be the current king of Tommy may be the current king of Vegas, but I don't know. but yeah, and we are again, if you're catching this when it's, you know, still before Cyber Monday, we are doing 25% off all the merch on the website. So if you have ever wanted a t-shirt and you're just like, "Oh my God, it's too expensive." Well, now's the time. 25% off saves you like $8. I think I did the math on it. So if you want to save $8, I'm in. $8 will buy you a Happy Meal or a value meal or something. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. And I took down some of the stuff, the nonsense stuff. So we basically just have the one logo t-shirt, and then we have the original Concaster t-shirt. I put up the Air Force One t-shirt, although it doesn't have the logos and everything on the back. So it's not like you're getting an original one. You're kind of getting the remake that, you know, the guy selling them out of the trunk of his car in the parking lot of the concert you're going to. And then we have the King of Vegas. And then we also have the hoodie with the logo hoodie, and then the hat. That's all. That's it. Try to tighten it up a little bit. Not make it so many choices. So yeah, go buy some shirts, go buy some hat, go buy a hat or something like that. We are streaming to YouTube. I think Jason's kind of gotten us caught up with downloading these episodes to YouTube. If you want to watch any of these on YouTube, it's the Detail Solutions Podcast as our channel. Please go give us a like, share, follow, subscribe, notification bell, all that fun stuff. We're still on TikTok, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We still are. Still uploading stuff.
And just there. Haven't done anything with it. With just all everything that's been going on, I feel so shitty. But go follow us there. The Detail Solutions Pod. We'll eventually get around to doing some lives and whatnot. If you're going to MTE and February 1st through the 3rd in 2024. Coming down here to beautiful Orlando, Florida, please use the code DSP15. That will save you 15% off all your tickets, Education Day and the Expo. Voting is open for Detail Person of the Year. Just saying. I feel like I fit that criteria. If you guys want to go vote for me, appreciate it. And I don't think the golden mic is open yet, but when you see the golden mic open, make sure you do something for us. I do not want to lose by one vote again this year. It needs to be a landslide, honestly. We need to just be like, we just need to win by so much. It's ridiculous.
I want to add to my trophy case.
Yeah, yeah, Jason wants to add to his trophy case. We're going to have to take a sawzall and cut it in half so he gets a piece and I get a piece.
I tell Sheldon, you know, if we win, you got to have two trophies. I don't care.
Yeah, he's just going to have to. Anything else?
I would like a small version like this, you know?
Yeah. Go like, share, follow, subscribe. Hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to the podcast. Please leave us a 5-star review. That would be excellent, or most excellent, as Wayne and Garth would used to say. And with that, we'll take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
Dude, I'm so mad that this stupid thing is not streaming to the discussion group because nobody pays attention to it in the regular page. So we're not going to have any listeners tonight or viewers or whatever. Oh, well. All right. So you got a funny story, right? You want to tell it?
All right, man. So we get... Me and my wife get home from her sister's Thanksgiving dinner, and she got like cats and everything. So like, I feel gross being in a house with cats. I think it's cats are cool and all. I just think they're fucking disgusting. I don't know. There's just something about them, and I'm allergic. So I wanted to take a shower.
Uh huh.
And so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go take a shower, get undressed, and everything like that. And so we normally close the dog door while we shower, so the dogs ain't out while we're showering. We usually shower. Yeah, that's what we do. Okay. And
it ain't love if you don't drop the soap on purpose.
So I normally take the dogs outside before I shower too. And plus, we were gone for 4 hours, so they needed to go out. So I was like, oh fuck, I gotta take them outside. And so I'm ready to go outside. I'm butt ass naked. Ashley's like, do you think that's a good idea? To go out in the backyard naked. I was like, yeah, we got fences and they're high. Ain't nobody going to see me, you know? And so I'm out.
the chopper spotlight hits you. It's like, sir, get your clothes back on.
I'm outside with my dogs waiting for them to go to the bathroom, butt ass naked, right? And out the corner of my eye, I see my neighbor on his motherfucking roof putting up Christmas lights. I'm running, yo. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm calling my dogs. I'm running across the yard to get to the fucking door. And I go, Ashley. She goes, what? I said, somebody's outside. She goes, no fucking way. I said, Ashley, somebody is on their roof putting up Christmas lights. She goes, did they see you? I said, they probably saw my white ass running away. Oh my god, I've never felt so embarrassed in my life, yo. I was like, oh my god, dude. Ashley couldn't stop laughing, and she's like, she thought I was lying. I was like, actually, I'm not lying. Like, I wouldn't make this up, and I wouldn't be this fucking white in the face.
You should have went over there today and pulled the old George Costanza. Listen, I just want to apologize. It's very cold out. What you might have saw or might not have seen isn't a good visual representation of what I bring to the table.
So when I was like, this is the whole Thanksgiving was like, so much shit happened yesterday that I will never forget. This has got to be like one of the best or funniest Thanksgivings I've ever been a part of.
Nice.
Oh, dude. So yeah, that was my story. Is that my neighbor, like, who? But seriously, like, I'm like, yo, ain't it was nighttime too? It was like dusk. I wouldn't say night, but it was dusk. And I'm like, who the fuck goes on their roof at like that dusk?
Who the fuck goes outside butt naked?
Me. I do that shit. I go out naked in my backyard all the time. I go skinny dipping too in my pool.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. It's your yard.
No, nothing. And my yard. I can do what the fuck I want.
He should be apologizing to you for invading your privacy.
Yes.
Up above the fence line. That's not
exactly.
But I mean, let's face it. He might have started putting lights up before it got was starting to get dark, and it was just
happened to hit the crest and come over to the other side.
Yeah, you know, maybe he was like, look, I'm just gonna get to the other side real quick, you know, like, you know, the back side of the house nobody's gonna see, so I'm just gonna wind this last little bit I've got, drape it over the back of, oh shit, Jason's in the backyard naked, what the hell.
No, but they don't, my neighbors don't speak English.
Oh,
so that motherfucker went back in his house speaking Spanish, like, yo, the gringo next door.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Be funny if next time you see him, he waves at you and he's like, "Hey, Mr. Tallyman, how you doing? Tallyman, sing me the little Tallyman song. Tallyman."
Yo, I'm fucking dead, dude.
It's probably a good thing nobody's watching us right now, because everybody would have probably dipped out.
Why? That story is hilarious, bro.
I'm not sure it wasn't. I'm just saying they probably like signed on for detailing and got details after dark a little bit early. So we should have probably waited till the 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say we're all adults. We've had kids watch this show before too. Shit.
Do what?
I said I shouldn't say this is like only for adults, but because we've had kids on the show before.
We have.
I feel bad now.
We have.
This when I upload this to YouTube, I can't put, you know how it says, is this for kids? I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, dude, I always put not for kids. I always put not for, dude, there's, I don't think there's an episode that we've done that's for kids. This is, I mean, we might not have like super, well, we might not have like R-rated material, but I don't think this is for kids.
No, it's not appropriate.
No. Sometimes I don't even think it's appropriate for me.
Ben!
What?
What are you talking about?
So what else is going on? What else we got going on? Man, I was hoping this stupid fucking... Dude, I'm mad with Restream. They don't pull their shit together. I'm going to jump ship because I was really hoping we'd get some people in the comment section helping.
I mean, we don't have to make this a long episode.
I know we don't. okay. Well, I guess that was it then, because what else can we talk about? What else do you want to talk about?
We can talk about our guest that's coming up. We're having on next Wednesday.
I guess we can. We got Mr. One Percenter coming on. I don't mean that in a bad way. Don't make that face, bro.
I'm sorry. I am just immature and inappropriate.
So. Don't make that face. No, we got Mr. Kirk Evans going to come on and talk to us all about the Knights of the Round Table. We had some conversations with him separately. And, you know, we're going to give them a platform, you know, and we told them it's not going to be a cakewalk. Kirk was very cool and said, I don't want you guys to take it easy on me. I want you guys to, you know, ask the hard questions and ask the questions that, you know, detailers are doing. He goes, cause I want to be able to give those answers. And I think that's cool. That's okay. Fair. Like when somebody comes on and says, or when somebody comes to me or we're talking and they're like, you know, I want you to, you know, be hard on me. I mean, we're obviously not going to be assholes to them. I mean, that's just not our style.
How hard are you going to be on him, Alex?
Not my style anyways.
How hard are you going to be on him?
You know, I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, I've got some questions. I mean,
we're going to go real hard.
I don't know where you're trying to go with this, so I'm trying to take the high road, dude. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. I mean, I know you're just trying to fill in for Stats and Cam and Walt and everybody that's
not them guys
in the comment section that would be, you know, trying to make
guys, this man. But, all of them, and when they hear this, they can inbox me how they really feel too.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I mean, I want to ask him questions. I mean,
we have to talk about how many questions, or not how many, but what questions we have to see if we're not going to ask the same ones.
Well,
because, I mean, I don't know if we are or not, but I would like to know.
Well, okay. We can game plan that before Wednesday. Was supposed to have Mr. Joey Love on tonight, dude. I've been dying to talk to that dude so much, but every time we try to plan something, man, it's, you know, it's at fucking 6 hours that he's behind us in time. It's not as easy as, you know, talking to the guys in Australia, because they're almost like a full, you know, what was it, 18 hours, almost 24 hours ahead of us or something like that, or 12 hours ahead of us or whatever. So it's sometimes it's a little easier to talk to those guys because they'll do it. They can talk in the morning on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, normally it's what, 2 o'clock Joey's time on a Friday. So in that, you know, afternoon. So he was trying to make it happen. He had some stuff with his daughter's school. And dude, I totally get that, man, because I've definitely bailed out of a couple of episodes because of some stuff that Haley had going on, either with school or cheer or things like that. So, oh, Tommy's watching us. Hey, Tommy.
Yes, he is.
And I wasn't in the comments in the chat section. So yeah, man, I'm excited to, I think we've rescheduled for Sunday the 3rd. So that's going to be a fun one because that episode might have to go out Monday morning then, because I don't know that I'll be able to record it and do everything I need to do to get it out on the 3rd, because we might be recording it at 8 o'clock at night. So that one's going to be a fun one.
We definitely got to get with Car Candy because December's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We got to get with Megan and schedule something. We've been talking about it for a while with her. We're going to actually go out to Car Candy and do a little facility tour, factory tour, whatever you want to call it. And then sit down in the conference room with her and Ashley, right? Mm-hmm. Ashley's the owner. Mm-hmm. And do a little product spotlight kind of thing. So I'm kind of excited for that because that'll help give
it's
us
an on location episode, yeah, which is always fun.
Yeah. So got Garvin coming up in a couple of weeks. Adam Garvin. I'm excited about that one too, because he's the whole reason for the triggered episode with Rennie.
Yeah, dude.
so that ought to be a good one. We should reverse it on Garvin though.
How would we do that?
I don't know, but we'll have to figure something out. I'll get with Cal. Cal will tell me something. Yeah. Kyle, I know you're listening to this. You shoot me.
Cal, what do you think, Cal?
And then we've got Glenn and Tracy.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be an interesting episode too.
And that's on the 20th, right? Coming up in December, yeah, on the 20th. That one's gonna be a good one because we're gonna talk about franchising.
Yeah.
How to franchise your business, or how to join a franchise or something like that. I don't know. It's Jason's mm-hmm. idea, so I thought it was pretty good.
Well, initially it was your idea.
Well,
I thought this would complement it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, since I'm taking credit for a lot of stuff, I'll go ahead and take credit for it.
I'm trying to beef it up, man. Trying to give you that
Tommy, beef. You gotta go back. You gotta go back, man. We've had that motherfucker on like 3 times. Yeah. Haven't we? Has he been on 3 times? Two times?
A few times.
I think, definitely two. I mean, we probably could get him on again.
Yeah.
We could probably get
talk about his fucking
October rain,
which
is your urinal cake scent. What? Does it still smell? No. You gotta squirt it, dude.
I did.
Yep, there it is. Okay. It smells like a urinal cake still, right?
It smells like a clean bathroom.
Exactly. Like a
urinal cake. It smells like a clean bathroom. And I mean, I'm not saying that in a rude way.
Yeah.
It smells delightful. I will say that. But it's, it's that one off.
Yeah.
No, this does smell good. I give rain shit all the time, but I like the smell of it.
It does smell really good. All right, let's do a commercial. We'll come back and figure out what else we're doing. Be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl, for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced five-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right.
So there is something I do want to talk about real quick. The Keeping It Real bass fishing tournament that's coming up in at the end of January, like the day before MTE. We just added another boat to the lineup that's going to be sponsored.
Is it confirmed though? Because I said
100% confirmed.
Because I said something to Randy about it, and he said we'll see.
It is 100% confirmed. I talked to the man, Rennie Doyle himself.
Mr. Rennie Doyle.
The boat's going to be sponsored by Dynabraid, which obviously will have some people from Dynabraid there on the boat. Rennie himself and Daniel Gill. So that's going to be a cool boat to keep a look on. And if anybody does actually listen to this episode and like wants to participate, so we could add another boat that could represent the detail industry. So any detail company or anybody who feels a detail company could be represented in this tournament and get some guys to fill the boat. All the proceeds are going towards a foundation that Randy Hobson does that will give a PDR person in the industry who's in need some funds to help them along with the detailing community as well. So the money that you pay to do this fishing tournament is going to a really good cause to help somebody in need in our industries. So if you feel that you know a company that wants to be represented in this, you know, give Randy Hobson, or you can, you know, hit me up and I'll pass it to Randy. It's going to be fun and it's going to keep getting better and bigger each year. Next year, we already have it scheduled for 2 days. So that's pretty cool.
I'm going to give Tommy, that little kid that said Matt Rightface, you know,
everyone.
Because Tommy, I sent you info, buddy. Buddy boy.
You gotta give him a break, dude. He smokes a lot.
I understand. But I emailed Tommy, I emailed you a while back, man. I mean I hope you got it. But I emailed Tommy and a lot of other people, because Randy was really, like, you know, before he was kind of closing the door on it, he was, you know, hoping to try to get some of the detail guys. And this was before we even had him on the show. Yeah, Tommy, I did. I mean, I hope it went through to you, buddy, because if it didn't, then it make me feel good that nobody else replied to. I told Randy I would try and help him out and, you know, use what little bit of clout we had with the podcast, and hopefully we could maybe get him another sponsor or two or something like that. So I sent an email with all the information he sent me about the costs and what all it needs and things like that to you know, everybody who I think that, you know, I consider that we're friends and, you know, help us out, we help them out kind of deal, that I thought would be interested in it. Tommy, if you didn't get it, let me know. Cause I'll have Randy send it to you, or I'll try to resend it to you or something. I knew it was kind of like, what, that was like leading up to SEMA. So there's a bunch of SEMA shit going on. I figured a lot of people maybe just kind of overlooked it and stuff. Well,
I told Randy, I said, look, man, like when we get this thing going this year, people are going to take notice, obviously, because of the names and brands are going to be attached to this. So they'll already have a year in advance head start, because they're going to start announcing like next year's plans, like, you know, kind of after MTE, to have people get prepared for something like this, you know, put it in their radar. And, you know, when the time comes, hopefully, I mean, you've got 2 days to fill next year. So you got to promote that shit fast.
Hey, Tommy, go back to 8/17/23. That was the day I sent it on. And it says forward sponsorship guidelines in the subject title. So.
Yeah, there you go, dude. Like,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that one's going to be the next boat right there is Angel Wax. And that's cool. Like, dude, you'd be like, oh, we're the Angel Wax fishing team. Like, how? Included with the price that you pay, you know, you to be on the boat and to get to be a sponsor stuff, you get these custom made
jerseys, fucking
fishing jerseys, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. Randy was like, hey, what's your favorite number? I was like, oh, it's 11. So, like, you get nice. Put your own number on. It's gonna be so dope, dude.
Dude, I could just imagine the Angel Wax boat with Tommy and Rain on there.
Exactly, dude.
Both of them so thinking cool. They caught bigger fishes than they did, you know.
I would look next year, because I know that I'm gonna do it again next year. And if Tommy, if you do this again for Angel Wax, I want to be on the Angel Wax boat. 100%.
Yeah.
That's going to be probably a cool highlight of MTE for me. And see, this is kind of why I think MTE is a good show to go to and a show to go over SEMA, because you have things like this.
Yeah.
Like that wouldn't be organized to do around SEMA. Like, this just wouldn't happen. But and people are like, oh, well, there's parties. We got parties at MTE too, bro.
Yeah.
We got parties at MTE. So I mean, if you're thinking about coming to MTE, you should.
Do we have parties at MTE?
Yeah, they got after parties and shit, man. Like at Senior Frogs, always.
That's always. Yeah, the IGL one. But that's the only one.
Yeah, but that's the only one you need, really.
Yeah, usually the only one you need. Yeah, true. Yeah.
I mean, SEMA is stretched out further than MTE.
It is.
So it is. That's why IGL like is the king of the party. Plus they have that the IDA meet and greet thing, which like they do the award ceremony and then MTE does the same thing at the same time, which I think is fucking stupid.
Well, technically MTE is like 5 to 6 and then the IDA is supposed to be like 6 to whenever, I believe. So
it's not last year's, they were both at 5.
I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yes. So we can't talk about it, but we've got something really big brewing for next year. So it's not going to be cheap. So we definitely going to need you guys to go and sponsor our ad, buy stuff from our ad sponsors, so that we can definitely bring on these new ones for next year. To get some money to be able to do this.
Look, man, I'm gonna say this, and I don't. And please, if someone out there is listening and I'm wrong, correct me. But I do believe that we are the only podcast, auto detailing podcast, that gives discounts to our listeners in so many different ways. Like, you could literally fill your shop using a discount code, which is one of our vendors, legitimately.
Yeah. And we hope to bring more. I've got about 18 brands that I talked to at SEMA that are definitely interested in advertising with us for next year. So if we can spread that 18 out over the whole year, bring you guys different ads, different savings throughout the whole year, but not all 18 on one episode, so don't have a freak out that all of a sudden we're going to become commercial. One big commercial, and it's me and Jason like, welcome to the podcast. All right, here's an hour of commercials. All right, that was a great podcast. Talk to you guys later.
I just had a light bulb. I'll tell you it when we get off.
Okay.
But yeah, I just had a light bulb.
Okay. I think I talked to Rick about it, Tommy. You weren't around. Rick said to send him the information or send you the information or something like that.
Don't ever send information to Rick. Tommy probably said the same shit.
That's why I think he said send it to Tommy or whatever. But yeah, I believe I had that conversation with Rick. Yeah. I don't want to lead it up too much because I don't want you guys to be like, fucking asshole, you're going to tease us with it, not say anything. But yeah, we've got something pretty huge that we're working on. And what started out as one idea snowballed into something really crazy. And when I pitched it to the person to help us do it, they said it was probably one of the better ideas they'd ever heard of. So we're going to do something really badass for next year. And hopefully it'll become something that becomes an annual thing, possibly. So we'll see how that goes. Tommy, I definitely will. Once I get, I'm waiting on Spotify, 1st of December when they do their numbers and everything and shows our growth from this year over last year. That's when I'm going to send out, ad proposals to everybody. So I'll definitely make sure I send it to you and send it to Rick and whoever.
Are we talking about the fishing thing still or no?
He said send it to both, so I was assuming he's still talking about the ad thing. So yeah, we'll figure it out. And then I don't know, next year is going to be a little bit more of the same. Right, we're gonna do some Q&A's.
I don't think it will be the same. You know why I don't think it's gonna be the same? Because we are going to Podfest. Well, I still am. I mean, I hope you are too.
I think
we're gonna.
Yeah, that's why. That's more reasons why you need to buy stuff from other people, because Podfest isn't cheap. So,
not for you, it ain't. For me, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I need that Florida discount to come up like they did.
Did you email them? I'll message them and see if that's
gonna happen. I'm going to.
Think that we're gonna walk away from Podfest with a lot of knowledge to improve what we've already been doing.
Hopefully.
I mean, we've improved a lot. I've looked at different videos and I'm like, damn, dude, we've moving on up.
Well, you know, we got to, man. There's a lot of new podcasts coming out that are trying to, like, you know, get into this market. And well, that's awesome.
Coming through our necks and shit.
That's great. Right. You know, I mean, like, dude, talking to Jeff and Donnell last week, you know, those guys have got something coming up that sounds pretty badass. Yeah. So, you know, we got to stay one step ahead of the game. Otherwise,
keeping us on our toes. I love it.
If we don't stay one step ahead, then we're the ones chasing them. So, I think definitely we'll, I think we got to get that smell-o-vision going on so we can do scratch and sniff smells of, compounds and polishes and stuff, since that's what detailers love smelling. Get that, scratch your computer screen and sniff that chemical right through. Jesus, is like, I'm not high enough for this shit.
I'm really not. I'm like looking at my waxes. I'm like, which one of my waxes smells good? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, this angel wax
beard oil smells really good.
Yeah, sure does. Remember when, or was it the beard oil or was it the beard wax that we got, Tommy gave us, I don't know, a couple of years ago or something like that?
I have everything Tommy gave me right here.
You don't have a beard wax? Mustache wax or something? I thought you had something that you, because you used it for your beard and it smelled really, really good.
I probably just used a regular wax.
Oh. Okay, then.
advertising.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I could have swore they had a beard wax or something.
Maybe they did. I just don't know. I don't know. I know that Tommy's going to be coming out. Tommy and Angel Wax coming out with this limited edition wax for MTE called Fuego. It's just going to be dope. Oh, shit. I don't even know if I should have said something. I didn't even ask, dude. I'm such an asshole. Holy shit. I'm sorry, dude, if that wasn't supposed to be a 46 secret.
Minutes. Just remember 46 minutes so I can go cut it out of the audio.
Well, I'm waiting for him to be like, oh, it's okay, homie.
I can't edit it out of the video, though, so it's going to be the only shitty part.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's 46 minutes, and nobody watches YouTube for this long. Dude, don't
somebody
even.
Fucking does.
No.
Dude, you got 22 views.
Okay. Go and look at the average view length.
It's
between like 3 and 7 minutes.
As long as I get the view, it counts.
Yeah, 3 and 7 minutes, not 46 good. Minutes.
Good.
All right, he said it's all good.
All right, cool. They see? Fuego.
Stop saying it, you asshole.
Why? He said it's good.
I don't care. Stop saying it. He the one time was good. I mean, you got to keep saying it.
All right. What if I feel fuego right now? What do you mean the fuck?
Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do then.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
And it's dried. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com. At checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper is giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. Custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
I forgot which commercial I was supposed
to play. Dickhead. That's what you get. That's what you get trying to cut me off. I'll tell you what, I was dying laughing, dude. I was like, damn, now you got me good on that one. You got me good on that one, man.
Then
Karma came back and said, nope, you got the wrong commercial.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize it until I got to the Rennie one. I was like, oh, shit. We already played the Rennie one.
All right. So who was with the Rennie one? What other ad one? What are the ads with his?
Oh, Auto Fiber.
We're going to have to hit up Ian and be like, yo, we played your shit by mistake, but you owe us money for that one.
It's all good.
We know it's our fault, but sorry, dude. It's the way it goes.
No, you know what happened was the first time I played it, I was trying to go in and see if for some reason why it's not streaming to the discussion group because it says that
you're
it
still
is.
On that shit, bro?
Yes, because it bothers me.
You ain't going to fucking do nothing about it now.
I know.
You gotta just wait till it's off.
So I wasn't paying attention when the auto fiber.
You worry about shit that don't matter.
Do what?
See what happens when you worry about shit that don't matter?
Yeah. I mean, but I was in a hurry just to shut you up. So. I always mix them up. I don't ever play them in the same order. So I forgot which order I was going in tonight.
You know, when this podcast starts making legit money and we get to pay ourselves, I want one penny more than you.
Why?
From all the abuse that you give me.
Oh.
One penny, that's it. Just to say, I make more.
I'll just fire you and get a new co-host and pay them 1 cent less. So then I hire somebody cheaper than you.
You're like a dictator, bro. You fucking commie.
Oh, man. All right. I ain't got nothing else to say.
No, we can end this now.
Dragging this out for way too long.
Yeah, we can end this now. I'm good with that. I got more shit to do.
I just want to get content out there because we didn't have one Wednesday night, and I didn't want to go because we didn't do one Wednesday because yesterday was Thanksgiving, and I did not want to have something to put out Sunday and have to wait until Wednesday night with Kirk. So just wanted to do something. So thanks everybody who did watch. Tom, thanks for watching.
Keep you the homie.
Yeah, we always appreciate that. And thanks everybody. We appreciate it. All the support and love that you guys give us. So have a great night, day, week, whenever you're listening to this. And my name is Alex Russell and I'm Fuego.
Yeah.